Together by Christmas, by Karen Swan, read by Anna Rust.
I can see him!
Really?
Yay!
Thank God. Lee shifted her weight against the railing as Jasper wriggled on her shoulders, barely able to contain his delight. The parade was now coming into view, the growing cacophony of the crowd and the increasing din of a brass band telling her the great moment was finally upon them. Every under 10 in the city had been waiting for this moment all year, although she had begun praying hard for it about 20 minutes earlier. Her neck was stiff from being bent forwards and her shoulders were screaming for relief from her beloved son's jiggling, kicking weight as they stood awaiting Sinterklaas's triumphant arrival in the city. Not to mention it was freezing. She had spent the past few minutes watching her own breath make lacy patterns in the air.
"They're Zwarte Piet!"
Jasper yelled, waving a red plastic flag excitedly above his head as the first boat in the flotilla passed by. It was laden with bewigged men and women dressed in brightly coloured velvet costumes, with puff sleeves and rough collars, tossing sweets and gingerbread to the children on the banks. Their very presence here marked the start of the festive season, and every child along this canal's edge believed that, as of now, they, Sinterklaas's helpers, would be scooting down their chimneys each night for the next few weeks, leaving small gifts for the good and well-behaved in the build-up to Pakjesavond, or present-giving evening, on the 5th of December and St. Nicholas's Day on the 6th, the highlight of the Dutch festive calendar. Christmas came a distant second here, although having an English mother meant Jasper reaped the benefits of visits from both Sinterklaas and Santa Claus.
"He saw me! He waved at me!"
Jasper yelled, drumming his heels painfully against her chest, utterly oblivious to her discomfort.
"Stop kicking, Jazz,"
she called up, squeezing his shin to get him to calm down.
"But he looked straight at me and gave me the thumbs up. He's going to visit, Mama. I've been good. I've been good."
She couldn't help but smile. "Of course you have. You're the best little boy in the city. I keep telling you that."
"There he is!"
Jasper's voice rose 3 octaves, and the heel drumming began again as Sinterklaas's barge glided past them. The great man had a flowing white beard, was dressed in a red and white robe with matching mitre, and was carrying a hooked staff. He was waving beatifically to the great crowds gathered for him, knowing that as he disembarked a few hundred yards further up, ready to ride his white horse Amerigo through the streets, they would follow him too. There would be almost 500,000 out today, joining in the start of the festivities.
"Let's follow him!"
"Okay then!"
She turned away from the water and moved uncertainly through the jostling crowd, her hands gripping Jasper's skinny calves. He wouldn't give her his hands, too busy waving frenetically and pointing at all the presents piled atop the barges as the Christmas convoy sailed into town. She slowly climbed the short slope to the humped bridge, but it was like wading through treacle, prams and buggies not helping the sluggish flow as parents battled to keep their children both close and under control.